Daftalam and Aleph, the seventh line. Yesterday we had learned that every evening at Chatzos, at midnight, David HaMelech was awakened by a harp which was above his bed, with the north wind blowing through it and awakening him. Amar Yitzchak Bar Ada, Amar Yitzchak Bar Ada Ravidi, Yitzchak Bar Ada, and others say was Yitzchak Bar Ada Ravidi, who said, my Krah, from where in the Pasuk do we know that this process happened every night? The Pasuk says, David HaMelech says, Ura Chvoidi, awake my soul, Ura Haneva V'chinar, awake the harp, Ira Shacha, I shall wake in the dawn, because David HaMelech was up before dawn through the music of the harp. Yesterday we had also discussed on Daf Gimel Amud Beis the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and David. That Moshe Rabbeinu says in the Pasuk, Kechatzos Laila, that Paroi, he tells Paroi that there will be Makas Bechoris around midnight, yet David HaMelech says, Achatzos Laila, he said he knew the exact time when it was midnight. Rav Zeira says, Moshe L'Olam HaVayada, Moshe Rabbeinu really knew when midnight was. And the David Nami HaVayada, and David also knew where midnight was. If so, the Chim and the David have Yoda Kinalamali. If David knew where midnight was, why did he need the harp? If he any new way knew where midnight was, answers the Gemara, the purpose of the harp was Lasnure Mishnase, to wake him up from his sleep. It served as an alarm clock. Ask the Gemara, the Chiv and the Moshe HaVayada, if you're saying that Moshe Rabbeinu knew the exact time of midnight, Lamli Lamei Mekachatzois, why did he have to say at about midnight? He should have said Chatzois, as David HaMelech says. Answers the Gemara, Moshe Kesava, Moshe was concerned, Shema Yitu Astagnine Paroi, the astrologers of Paroi might make a mistake in their calculation of when midnight was, v'yomer Moshe b'dayhu, and therefore they will say that Moshe Rabbeinu is a liar. He said that the Makkah will happen, the plague of Bechoris will happen at midnight, and it didn't have. The Omer Mar, as we Chazal teach us, lemad l'shoin chalayman yideya, a person should always have a habit of saying, I do not know, Shemit is bad, because if you do not do that, you may be caught, you may be caught lying. So the Pnei Yeshua explains this Gemara, and he says, of course Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the Makkah will be at Chatzos. So why is he so concerned about the astrologers of Paro making a mistake? So he explains, since possibly if they'll make a mistake and say Moshe Rabbeinu is saying a lie, the Makkah did not happen at Chatzos, it could cause a Chilah Hashem. People will think that Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem aren't able to predict or say when a thing will exactly happen. To prevent a Chilah Hashem, even for the Tegnine Paroi, even for the astrologers of Paroi, it's worth saying Kichatzos to avoid a Chilah Hashem. Rav Ashi offers another explanation of why Moshe Rabbeinu said Kichatzos, not Chatzos. Bepalga the Orta de Tleisa, Moshe was making this statement on the night of between the 13th of Nisan and the morning of the 14th. Bepalga Orta de Tleisa Nagi Arbeis Avakoi, the night of the 13th before the 14th in the morning. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem has told me, L'machar, tomorrow, K'chatzos HaLaila Ki'idna, at Chatzos HaLaila, at the same time as we are standing now, Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking at the time of Chatzos, you should all know, and the Yotza B'tach Mitzrayim, I will appear in Mitzrayim to do this Makas Bechairs. Continues the Gemara speaking about David HaMelech. Le David. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Shamra Nafshi, he begs Hashem, God, my soul, ki chasrani from a devout person. Levi v'le Yitzchak. Levi and Rav Yitzchak have different interpretations of this pasuk. Chad Amar, one man the Amar says, Kach Amar, Davul Fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is what David HaMelech said to Hashem. Ribbono Shel Olam, lo chasrani, am I not a devout person? Shekol Malchei Mizrach HaMariv, all the kings of the east and the west, Yishenim at Shalosh Shos. They sleep until 3 hours in the day, which as we explained yesterday, would be 3 hours after daybreak. Vani and I, on the contrary, Chatzois Laila, by Chatzois, by midnight, Okum Lohidus Loch, I already get up to say Shir Takarish Baruch Hu. The Marsha says, why doesn't it say the Malachim of Tzof of Adorim, north and south? So he explains, since north and south are very cold, those were areas that were not inhabited by people, so there were no kings in the north and the south. Vidach, another man, the Amr, explains this pasuk as such. Kach Amr Dovul Fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. So says Dovet HaShem. Rabbi Shalom, Lech Chasrani, am I not a Chasid? Shekol Malchi Mizrach Marev, Yoshim Agudas Agudais, all the kings of the east and west sit in groups bechvaydam with all of their glory. Vani, however, I yodai my hands mluchlachais are soiled bedam with the dam of a nida. That the halach is women would show samples of their flow to David to determine if they were nidais or zavais with the various halachas that they are then not allowed to live with their husbands and have to immerse themselves after a certain amount of time. Ubishvir. Shvir is the embryo of a child, where the Torah in Parashas Sizria explains at length that one has to have certain halachas about after a woman has a child, difference if it's a male, then she's tamei for a week. If she has a baby girl, she's tamei for 2 weeks. And we have to determine if there was a birth or what type of tumah there was. Ubishilya. And I also examined the afterbirth to determine was there a miscarriage. Kedelatar ishalabala. What is the person, my entire purpose, in order to permit a woman to her husband? And the Mefarshim say, this is a lesson at how a rav should look at a shayla. David HaMelech's perspective was kedelatar ishalabala, how he could make a woman permitted. He tried to find a heter, not an iser. For la'id kol mashni isa, everything I do, even though I'm the great Dovin and I'm the Melech HaYisrael, and I nimlach with my Mefavoshes Rebbe, I consult with my Mefavoshes my Rebbe. Vaymalay, and I ask him, Mefavoshes Rebbe, Mefavoshes my teacher, Yofi Danti, did I judge correctly? Yofi Chayafti, Yofi Zakisi? In cases of capital, I ask, did I declare the person liable correctly? Or did I say he's not guilty correctly? Yofa Tahara to Yofa to Macy. In situations of Tumah Tahara, that I correctly declare Tahara Tumah, Flay Bajdi, and I am not embarrassed to ask my Rebbe these questions. The Chassam Sofer explains, weren't there enough Rabbonim in Yerushalayim in the time of David HaMelech that could paskin and decide on shailas, that David HaMelech had to ask the shaila, be the person that people ask the shailas? So he quotes the Gemara, that the Gemara says, that the pasuk says about David HaMelech, Vashem imay, God was with him. And the Gemara dashens, Shalocha kemoisa b'kamakayim, the halacha always follows like David HaMelech. So since David HaMelech had this wonderful gift from Hashem that he always knew how to paskin the halacha correctly, that's why he used that gift to paskin the shailos. Amar Yishuv Rav Eidi Mraikra. How do we know from a pasuk that this is David HaMelech's behavior? The Dabra Bei the Sechad Negem Elochim. I will speak. I will say testimony before kings. Kings meaning Mishibayshes, because Talmid HaChacham are considered kings. Tloy Oivish, and I am not embarrassed to say this. Tana quotes the Gemara Braisa. Lai Mifibayshes Shmai. His name was not really Mifibayshes, Ela Ishbayshes Shmai. His name was really Ishbayshes. V'lam Nikra Shmai Mifibayshes. So why was he called Mifibayshes? Shai Mivayish Pnei David Ba'alocha. Mivayish means to embarrass. At times he would embarrass David in matters of halacha, and even though David was the melech, David accepted his decision. Lefikach zocha David, because David acted so humbly, he was zoicha for yoytzim men kilav. Kilav we'll discuss in a minute, was a great time with chacham that David HaMelech had him as a child because of his wonderful behavior. The Mefarshim say, why does the Gemara bring in the different name of Mephibosheth, that his name was Mephibosheth, that his name was not really Mephibosheth, rather Ishbosheth? Because there's a question. How could David HaMelech speak to his Rebbe and say, call him by his name, Mephibosheth? Isn't one supposed to call his Rebbe, Rebbe? So, some Mefarshim say, that's why it says Mephibosheth Rebbe. He never just used his name. But others say his name really wasn't Mephibosheth, as the Gemara just explained. His name was really Ishbosheth, and he was just called Mephibosheth, a title of honor. If that's a title of honor, David is allowed to call his Rebbe by that name. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, speaking about this Kilav, Loi Kilav Shmai, his name was not really Kilav. El Daniel Shmai, his name was really Daniel. The Lama Nikra Shmai Kilav, why was he called Kilav? Shei Machlam Pnei Mephibosheth Ba'alocha. Even though Mephibosheth was this great Rebbe, this great Torah authority, David HaMelech merited that Kilav descended from him, and he was even greater than Mephibosheth. For all of Oima Shlaima B'chachmasai, Shlomo HaMelech in his great wisdom describes Kilav, Bini, my son, Im Chachma Libcha, if your heart is wise, Yismach Libi Gam Ani, then I too am very happy to have such a child. Vayimer, another pasuk, Chacham Bini, be wise my son, V'Samach Libi, and my heart will rejoice, V'Shiva Charfi Dover, and I am able to respond to those who disgrace me. Meaning that David HaMelech was able to respond to Mephibosheth, who disgraced him and embarrassed him, not necessarily embarrassed him, but showed him that he may be wrong, by having a child who was even greater than Mephibosheth in learning. Continues the Gemara. We quoted a pasuk from Tehillim earlier, where David HaMelech says he calls himself a chassid, a devout person. For David, Mikarl and Nafshi chassid, did David really call himself a devout person? For Ksiv, there's another pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says, Lulei Hamanti, I did not believe, Liras Petuv Hashem Baruch Chaim, that I would be worthy to see the goodness of Hashem in the land of life. The Tanam Shmeid Reb Yossi, and a Tana taught in the name of Rav Yossi, Lama Nakud Alulei. If you look in the Tehillim at the word Lulei from the pasuk we just read, there are dots on the on that word. Meaning, the Mashal explains that this word should be limited. David Lufnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbani Shloilam. I'm certain that in the world to come you will pay tzaddikim great reward. I have any idea. I, however, don't know if I will have a share amongst those people. Now, if David HaMelech is calling himself a chassid, a devout person, why is he so concerned if he will have a share in the world to come? Answers the Gemara, Shema Yigre Machet. David HaMelech, although he was a chassid, was concerned that possibly he will sin, and that sin will take him away from the schar, from the reward that he will get in the world to come. Continues the Gemara. Rav Yaakov Idi, as we find the same concept, but in a drasha that Rav Yaakov Idi said. Rav Yaakov Idi Rami. Rav Yaakov Idi asked the contradiction. Ksiv, in one pasuk it says that Hashem promised Yaakov Avinu, "V'hinei anochi imach, I will be with you, u'shmaticha b'chol ha'shateilich, I will watch you, I will guard you wherever you go." The Ksiv, and yet another pasuk it says, "V'yiro Yaakov Oid." Yaakov was very scared. Why was he so frightened? Hashem had promised him that he'll guard him. Amar, for the same reasoning, "Shemayigra machet." Yaakov Avinu was concerned that perhaps sins that he had done would make him lose this protection that God had promised him. Kritanya, as we find in a braisa this concept. Pasuk says, "Adyaver amcha Hashem." A pasuk in the Shira, until your people pass, Adyava Amzu Kanisa, until the people you have acquired pass the sea. Explains the pasuk. Adyava Amcha, explains the brice of the pasuk. Adyava Amcha Hashem, until your people pass Zubi Rishona. This refers to the first entering of the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael. With Yeshua. Adyava Amzu Kanisa, until your people will pass, that you acquire these people. So Bishniya refers to the second time Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael with Ezra. Mikan Amr Chachamim, as the Pasuk compares these two entries to Eretz Yisrael, Ruin Ha Yisrael Lasses Lem Nesfim Ezra, Klai Yisrael really should have had Nisim happen to them when they entered Eretz Yisrael through, in Ezra's time, Kederach Shanas Lem Yimei Yishu Benun, the same way as they had when Yeshua ben Nun brought them into Israel. Yet we know that that wasn't the case. The case was that when they arrived to Israel during the second time, they were meshubed, they were completely subservient to Kairish and to the kings of Persia. Why? Because Shigar Machet, because they had sinned. That sin took away from them the promise that Hashem had made to them that they would have a wonderful entry to Israel. We continue going back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we were discussing till when the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis may be said. Said our Mishnah, V'cham Oimrim Ad Chatzos. Chacham say it can be said till midnight. Ask the Gemara. Chacham Kaman Sfirulhu. What is the reasoning behind the Chachamim? Because as we explained, the basis in the Torah for the reading of the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is the pasuk that says B'shachvacha, that you shall say Kriya Shema when you lay down. So, if we're going to define the pasuk as when people go to sleep, so that means, which is the way Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah explained, and that's why Rabbi Lezer said that this Zman Krishma is Ad Soif Hashmai Rishayna, until the end of the first Mishma, which we explained until him, is, according to him, is in, after the fourth hour of the night. So if Rabbi Lezer's Rilu, if he follows Rabbi Lezer's definition of B'shach B'cha, Lemruk Rabbi Lezer, then let them say, like Rabbi Lezer says, until the fourth hour. If, however, Rav Gamliel Sfirluhu, who Rav Gamliel in our Mishnah says that one could say the Krishma Shel Arvis all night long, so then they should say that. They should pass him like Rav Gamliel, lame Rav Gamliel, and allow one to say Krishma all night long, not just till Chatzos, not just till midnight. Answers the Gemara. La'olam Rav Gamliel Sfirluhu. They really hold, like Rav Gamliel, that the Zman of Krishma is until Chatzai, until the morning. So why did they limit it that it should only be said till Chatzais? Kedei lahachik es adam anaveira, to distance a person from coming to sin. They were concerned, as we will now explain in the Braisa, that if they will allow a person to say Krishma till the morning, he may miss it altogether. Ketanya, as the Brice explains. Chacham asu siyog l'devrayim. Chazal many times make offense. They make safeguards for their words. Kedei. So what was the purpose of the safeguard here? Shlai adam ba min asada. the Erev, a person should not come home in the evening from the field where they worked. Voimer. Eilech lebeisi. I'll go home first. Voichel kima. I'll eat a little. Eshta kima. I'll take a small drink. Veishan kima. I'll take a short nap. Vachkach ekra krishma vespalel. And then I will read the Shema and daven. However, what will happen? V'choit v'shoy shina. And he'll fall asleep. V'nimtza yoshin kol alayla. He's very tired and he'll sleep through a whole night. And he will have missed Krishma shel Arvus. Therefore, Chazal told us, what should a person do? He should come home from work in the evening, and go to the synagogue. If he can learn Torah Shavuksav, if that's what he could do, he should learn that. If he can learn the Mishnah, the Talmud, he should learn that. Then when this man Krishma comes, Kairi Krishma Mispalo, he should say to Krishma and have a Mairiv, and then go home and eat his bread, eat his dinner, umavarech, and say Birch Samazim. Finishes the Braisa. Anyone who transgresses the words of Chazal and does not do this, chayiv misa. So firstly, there's a machloikis of the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rosh. What is Rabbi Gamliel's position regarding this gzeira? But regarding the gzeira of saying Krishma only till Chatzos, our Mishnah was very explicit. We learned it today in the Gemara, that only the Chachamim made the Gzeira that one should say Krishma only to Chatzos. Reb Gamliel did not agree to that Gzeira. But what about this Gzeira, that one should not eat or drink or take a nap before saying Krishma? Rabbeinu Yonah maintains that regarding this Gzeira, Reb Gamliel agrees with the Chachamim, that Shema should be recited immediately after nightfall. The entire disagreement was only about Chatzos. However, the Rosh disagrees with Rabbeinu Yonah and maintains that only the Chachamim require reciting the Krishma before midnight. But Rabbi Gamliel will allow one to say Krishma later and not prevent him from sleep, from doing anything before he says the Shema. The Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, the one is obligated to recite Krishma immediately after nightfall, but obviously if he failed to do so, he can do it any time during the night, according to the Chacham, certainly before Chatzos. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, that not only at nightfall should one avoid doing anything before saying Krishma, but even for a half an hour before the Zman Krishma, a person should already not eat or drink or do other things in anticipation of the Zman Krishma. However, if he began to eat or do anything else a half an hour before the Tzeis Kechavim, he may continue. Furthermore, the Paiskin Paskin, that if a person has a minyan kavua, at which he davens every night, or he designates someone to remind him that he should not miss saying Krishma, then he may eat or drink before this man. Continues the Gemara. Maishna b'chol duchta d'loy k'tani chai misa. Why everywhere else, when we have a Gzeres Chazal, do we not find such a strong language that if somebody transgresses his Chayiv Misa for transgressing? Or Maishna Hocha, however, why over here, with regard to reciting the Shema after midnight, do we find such a strong language of Chayiv Misa? So the Gemara answers, Ibai Seima, one answer, Mishindika Anishena, since we're talking about here about sleep, and many times people when they lay down to take a nap, obviously could get caught up and sleep all night. So therefore, we're especially careful regarding this. We will learn later on in this Masechta, a Shaila, is the obligation to daven Ma'ariv obligatory or rishus? Is it only elective? Kamash Malan, in this brisa, we're teaching us the chayva that's compulsory, and if somebody violates this rule, he's chayv misa. Continues the Gemara. Amar, in the brisa we just learned, kara kriyishma mistalo. He should read the Shema and then daven. We all know, in introduction to this Gemara, we all know that in the morning when we daven, we say the Shema, and then we say the one more Baruchas Krishma after the Krishma, which is Baruch At Hashem, Goal Yisrael. The halacha is that one should not have any interruption between saying the Shema in the morning and the Shemone Esrei. In fact, the Chazan should be careful to either say the words Gol Yisroel quietly so people should not hear him and have to say an Amen, or what he should do is end the words Gol Yisroel together with the Tzibur, again, to avoid saying an Amen, which would be an interruption between the Bracha and the Shemone Esrei. The question which we will now discuss is this the same halacha for Krishma Shel Arvis? Says the Gemara, our braisa is Mesailei L'Rabbi Yochanan, is a proof to what Rabbi Yochanan said, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Eza Ben Ha'olam Haba, who is worthy to be in Ben Ha'olam Haba, Zeh Asaymech Gula Tefila Shel Arvis, one who not only by Shachris, but also by Arvis, is careful to say Gula right before the Shemone Esrei, because that's what the Braisa says. Kari Krishma, say Krishma, or Mispalo, and then Davin. Rav Shub Ben Levi says, Tfilos Be'emtsa Tiknam. The Tfilos, the two Shemone Esreis that we say three Shemone Esreis, Shachris, Mincha, Maariv, are between the Gulas, meaning we daven in the morning, as we explained before. We say, Goal Yisrael. We daven Shemone Esrei. Then in the afternoon, we daven Mincha. Then in the evening, we first say the Shemone Esrei of Ma'ariv, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Then we say the Krishma, with the Birchas Krishma, with one of the Birchas Krishma in the evening, is Goal Yisrael. So he has the order just the opposite, Shemone Esrei and then Shema. Ask the Gemara, the Maikam Efki, what is the point of their disagreement? Ibai Samakra, it could be regarding the interpretation of a Pasuk. Ibai Samasvara, it could be regarding a logical argument. Ibai Samasvara, Rabbi Yochanan Sava, Gul Me'urta Namihava. Not only was the redemption from Mitzrayim in the morning, it was also in the evening. However, El Gulya Ma'al Yisalahava El Atzafra, the greater redemption only happened in the morning. So that's why, just like there was in the morning when there was redemption, we say Gol Yisrael and then Shemone Esrei, so too in the evening. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, however, holds, even though I have El Mitzafra, since the complete redemption did not occur until the morning, I have a Gul Ma'ayus, so it's not considered a complete Gula, and it's not considered a Gula that would require that it should precede Shemone Esrei. Ribai Seima, or you could say Kra. They're disagreeing about the interpretation of a Pasuk. Vishneim Mikra Echra Darshu. And actually, they're discussing the same Pasuk. The Ksiv, the Pasuk we've quoted many times, Vishach Bechov Kamecha, when you lay down and you go to sleep. Rabbi Yochanan Savir, how do we explain this Pasuk? Makish Shchiva, the Pasuk is comparing the halachas of Shchiva, of the Krishma of laying down, to Kima, to the Krishma of when one gets up. Ma Krima, just like in the Krishma of the morning, of the getting up time, it's Krishma, Vakach Tfilo, first say Krishma and then Davin. Af Shchiva Nami, when going to sleep, it should be the same thing, Krishma, Vakach Tfilo. On the other hand, Rav Yishuv Ben Levi Sover, also, Makish Shchiva L'Kima, that we're going to compare Shchiva to Kima. However, he says it in a different way. Makima, Krishma Samach Mitasoi. Since the Krishma, one gets up out of bed, says Krishma, and then davens. So Krishma is closer to somebody's presence in his bed than the tefillah. So too, Shchiva, in this man of Krishma Shal Avris, it should also be Krishma Samach Mitasoi. Therefore, daven, and then say Krishma, so Krishma will be closer to when one is going to sleep. Masa Bered Ravina. Ma'abred Ravina asked the question on Rabbi Yochanan. We were learning the following Mishnah in our Masechta. Berev, at the night, we spoke that besides the Krishma, there are the Birchas Krishma. In the Birchas Krishma, Mevarach Shtayim Lefaneah, B'Shtayim L'Achareah. There are two Brachas before Krishma, and there are two Brachas set after Krishma by Ma'ariv. One is Gol Yisrael, and the other one is Hashkiveinu, which ends with Shomer Am Yisrael Ad. If you're saying, Rabbi Yochanan, that one has to say Gal Yisrael and then Shemoneh Esrei, halai kasamach gula tefillah, he anyway won't be doing saying gula right before tefillah. The Baal Meim Hashkiveinu, he says the blessing of Hashkiveinu, which will be an interruption between the Krishma and the Shemoneh Esrei. Amri, they answered, Kivin the Tekin Rabban Hashkiveinu, once Chazal said that one should say the bracha of Hashkiveinu, Kigula Arich Tadamya, Hashkiveinu becomes part of the blessing of redemption. Deloite Mahachi, if you will not follow this concept, in the morning we all agreed, like chakras, one has to have Gula Tefillah. But chakras, Heichis Matsu Samach, how is one accomplishing saying Gol Yisrael right before Shemoneh Esrei, Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan taught us, B'tchila, before one says the Shemoneh Esrei, he should say Hashem Sfasai Teftach, Ubsaif, at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, Huayme Yul, Ratzon Imrfi, may be your will that my word should be accepted to you. So isn't Hashem Sfasai Teftach, which we say at the beginning of a Shemoneh Esrei, a hefsik, an interruption between the Gol Yisrael and the Shemoneh Esrei? What must we sway? El Hossam, Kivin the Tekin Rabban Lameim Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, since Chazal told us to say it, Ketfila Richter Damya becomes part of the prayer, and it's not considered a hefsik. Similarly, Hochinami, Kivin the Tekin Rabban Lameim Hashkiveinu, once Chazal told us to say Hashkiveinu, Kigula Richter Damya, it's considered one long geula, and it's not a hefsek. However, the Paiskim say, Paiskim says it, since the chiv of Saimach geula l'tfila by Ma'ariv is not as absolute as the chiv as it is by day, therefore, by Ma'ariv, we do say Kaddish before Shemoneh Esrei, and don't consider it a hefsik. And similarly, if the Gabbai has to announce that one should remember to say Ala Nisim or Yalav Yavai, it's not considered a hefsik. Rashi says that what is the basis for Soymich Gula Tfila, that one has to say Gula and then pray, because in Tehillim we find chapter Yotes 19, ends the words Hashem Tzuri V'Goy Ali, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Redeemer, and immediately after the next capital says Yan Hashem B'Yom Tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers us when we're B'Tzara, when we have problems. And Rashi in fact quotes a Yerushalmi that gives a mashal to this concept. The mashal is, a king had a friend that came knocking on his door to ask the king for a favor. By the time the king came to open the door, the friend was gone. If the friend was gone, the king closed the door and went back into his home. Here too, a person should draw himself close to Hashem by praising him and speaking about the wonderful things he did for us, and then he should ask. The Paiskim mentioned, since the basis for this is this pasuk of Yan Hashem B'Yom Tzara, therefore, on Shabbos or Yontif, which are not considered Yemei Tzara, obviously, not considered days of anguish, there is less of a chiyuv to be soimich gula l'tfila. Continues the Gemara. Amar Beleza, Amar Bevino. Kol oim atila l'davi b'chol yoim sholosh pamim. Whoever says the capital of Ashrei, which in Tehillim actually begins with the words Tehillah LeDavid three times daily, Muftach Loishu Bet Olam Haba, is guaranteed to be a Bet Olam Haba. So before we start the Gemara, the Mefarshim ask, if it has to be said three times a day, wouldn't it make more sense to say it once by each tefillah, Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, rather what we do, that we say twice by Shacharis and once by Mincha? So Mefarshim explain, as we will explain, since this chapter speaks about our reliance on God sustaining us, we're careful to say Tehillah David during the day, during the time in which we work, to say even though we're working, we don't believe that it's our work that brings us Parnasa, rather our panasa comes from Hashem. My Tama, what is the reason why Chazal said that Tehillah LeDavid is so important? Neima, Ilei Mishum, the Asya Ba'alabeis, because the words of this chapter represent every one of the Alabeis. So name Ashrei Smi Mederach. So why not say Kapitel Kuf Yutes? Dasi V'tamni Apin. That has the Alabeis, not just once, but every letter of the Alabeis has eight psukim for the letter that begin with the letter Aleph, eight psukim that begin with the letter Beis, and so on. If that's what's important, rather says the Gemara El Shem De Isbei, because it has in it the pasuk a Peseich Es Yedecha, that Hashem opens up His hands and satisfies the desire of every living thing. But if that's the point, name a Halal HaGadol. We should say the Halal HaGadol, the Ksibbe, which also has in it, the great Halal is Kapitel Kuf Lamed Vav, that has in it the Pasuk of Noisin Lechem Chabasar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives bread to everybody. And says the Gemara, Al Mishum Des Beitarte. Yes, that Halal HaGadol has the Pasuk of Noisin Lechem Chabasar, but doesn't have the Alabeis. Ashrei has both the Alabeis and the concept of Panasa. The Gra asks, isn't there a capital in Tehillim of Halal Oida Hashem B'chol Levav, which has in it and the Alabeis, and also has the pasuk Teref Nosan Lireyov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Teref, gives sustenance to those that fear Him. So why don't we say that chapter rather than saying Ashrei? Says the Gra, because that capital says Teref Nosan Lireyov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives sustenance to those that fear Him. Here it says L'chol Chai, He gives sustenance to everyone, which is a much more powerful message, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds all of us no matter what madrega we're on. That's why we prefer to say this kapitel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, continues Rabbi Yochanan in describing this chapter, Mibnei Maloi Nema Nun Ba'ashrei, why is there no pasuk beginning with the letter Nun and Ashrei? Neshiyesh by Mepalos and Shoshan Yisrael, because the letter Nun represents to the downfall of Israel. It says Son Yisrael, the enemies of Israel, but it's really a euphemism for Israel. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Nafla, a Pasuk in Amos, Nafla, Klal Yisrael has fallen, Lysos of Kuma will no longer get up, Psulos Yisrael. Since we don't want to mention such a terrible thing, we skip the Nun. Merava, in Eretz Yisrael, Matatz Lehocha, Nafla, Vloisos of Limpoil, Klal Yisrael has fallen, but it will not, Vloisos of Limpoil will no longer fall again. Come, Psulos Yisrael, get up, maiden of Israel. Amar Rav Nachum Yitzchak, said Rav Nachum Yitzchak, Afil Hachi, even though David HaMelech omitted any mentioning of Klal Yisrael's downfall in this chapter. Chazu David Samchem Beruach HaKadosh. David HaMelech wants to console us with his great Ruach HaKadosh and tell us we will come back. He supports us with the words, Shenem HaShoymech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports all of those that have fallen. So too, that even though we may have fallen, we will come back. Omer, Rebbe Elazar Ber Avino. Gol HaMash Nemer B'Michol. Greater is what was said regarding the Malach Michoel, Yosef HaMash Nemer B'Gavriel, rather more than what was said about the Malach Gavriel. Deal of Michal, regarding Michal, it says, V'yof Elai, Echem and Asrofim. One of the Asrofim flew to me. V'il Gavriel Ksiv, rather by Gavriel it says, V'ish Gavriel Asherisi B'chazoin, the man Gavriel, who I saw in a vision, Daniel says, Mo'ef B'yof, he was lifted in flight. He had to have two, Mo'ef B'yof. Michal was able to get it in one jump, he required two jumps. Ask the Gemara, my mashim dahai echod, how do we know then the first pasuk, where it says, v'yoflai echem and srofim, one of the srofim flew to me, Michal who, that pasuk is talking about Michal? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, answers Rabbi Yochanan, ashi echod echod. We make a comparison with the word echo, with the word one. Ksiv hocha, in this pasuk it says, v'yoflai echem and srofim, the sorof, the malach in this pasuk is called echod, the ksiv hosom. In another pasuk it says, "V'hinei Michael, Achad min Asarim Harishonim, one of the foremost princes in heaven, Bolas Reni came to help me." It's called Echad. So obviously, when the pasuk says Echad, it's referring to Michael. Tana completes the brisa, speaking about this issue. Michael, the Malach Michael ba'achas, is able to perform his mission with one jump. Gavriel. B'shtayim, he requires two jumps. Eliyahu Hanavi ba'arber requires four. The Malach HaMavis requires shmoina eight. However, b'shas mekeifa, in a time of blade, b'achas, he too could do it with one jump. Amar Rav Shuba Levi. Api shikar adam kriyishma v'beis knesses. Even though a person said kriyishma in shul, when he davened Ma'ariv, mitzvah l'kroyis l'mitasai. There's a mitzvah to say, kriyishma l'mita, kriyishma before one goes to sleep. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ma'ikra, where do we find this concept in the pasuk? The pasuk says in Tehillim, rigzu v'atechtou, tremble and do not sin, imru b'vavchem, v'doy musela. First say in your hearts, your hearts refer to kriyishma, because in kriyishma it says, al levavcha, which refers to the heart, the domicile will then be silent, go to sleep and be quiet. Amar Rav Nachman. However, in Talmud Chacham Hu, we start Daf Heyom and Aleph, if one is a Talmud Chacham, ain't Tzarech. He does not have to repeat the Shema before going to sleep. Amar Abaya, says Abaya, even though we just said a Talmud Chacham, does not have to say the Kriya Shema L'Maita, in Talmud Chacham Hu, even a Talmud Chacham should be careful to say at least one pasuk mentioning God's mercy before he goes to sleep. Kegoyin and the Gemara gives an example of such a pasuk. B'yotchav kidruchi, in your hands I entrust my spirit. Padisi Aishai Hashem, you redeem me Hashem, Kel Emes, a God of truth. So everybody should at least say one pasuk. Of course, nowadays everybody says Krishma. Mi'ikra din, Krishma l'mitam. Mi'ikra din, it's enough to say the first chapter, but our meaning is to say at least first two chapters, and many people say both chapters.